You know, we spent a really long time kind of working on the set and working on new music. So I think that was key, is putting together like a really good show. And you know, the live show is energetic, the songs are great, and when people are listening to us, they already after the first verse they're singing along with the chorus.
Nice.
And you know, that's amazing for us. So yeah, we took a long time getting it right, and then as soon as the performance started opening, we were ready.
Over the course of the lockdown, the band acquired the services of Steve Murray, a renowned South African musician from Stealing Love Jones originally, and we asked Ryan De Beer, the drummer of the band, about what it's been like to have a new member join up.
In a funny sort of way, I'd say it's changed for the better.
Yeah.
Steve is multi-talented, so, you know, we can get more dynamic with him as a guitar player and a bass player, and yeah, we miss Barry a lot. When we first met Brad, before we actually got this thing going, you know, Brad had his first couple of songs that he wrote back in the day, and you know, we started the three of us, but it's great as it is now. It's good to have Steve.
Yeah,
we work well together. The chemistry is good.
Matthew Fink is the producer of the song. And the approach was just to create something that was really current, but still brought through that emotion. So the concept for Jealous came out of an evening with friends. A comment was passed and it kind of like struck a chord with me, like in the moment. I was just so jealous. I was like, why am I feeling this way? Writing music for me is about being vulnerable. It's about being authentic. And I wanted to have a song where people could connect with the emotion behind it. And for me, it was a real emotion. It was an experience I still have to this day. And the takeout for me was that actually in that moment, I didn't actually need to be jealous. Okay, Jealous, yeah, you can find it everywhere. So Spotify, Apple Music. We've done a lyric video for the song, which is on YouTube.